T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree arrived at the building this weekend, but the bad news is it took Alec Baldwin's parking space.
Well, it is Wednesday. We're so glad you're with us. It's midweek. It's what day?
Hump day. Middle of the week.
It's been that kind of week, but hey, TGI Hump Day, huh?
Put me on the air.
Yeah. Put me on the air.
Start stinking up the airwaves.
That's not true.
It's like my favorite show.
And welcome to the show.
Thanksgiving right around the corner, and this pilgrim is feeling pretty proud.
And build your sub to suit your mood.
That was quite an abrupt ending. I have to admit to you guys, I'm a little crabby today.
Oh, really? Uh-oh.
Yeah.
How come?
Me too.
Lance is too, yeah.
Wow.
It's the weather.
Mm-hmm.
It's 18 yeah. right now.
And it's colder in our studios. Or at least in our hallway there. It's like, come on. Ridiculous.
I'm really in a bad, I'm in a foul mood.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm right there with you.
I'm not feeling great.
I have no reasons. Not like anything bad happened.
No.
It's just like tired. You know, when it's the 14th, the 14th of November, and you're like, I'm tired of winter. Well, it's still fall.
I know. We're
and
that, yeah.
I think that's part of what it is. It's not like, oh, it's supposed to still be fall. It's how long we have to deal with this.
And it's one of those things, every story I read, I say this to myself, well, you're stupid. All my prep. I'm like, well, that's dumb.
But, you know, Tim is right, because what we're in for, this is a 5-month winter. This is what we're going to get.
Yep.
A 5-month winter.
Oh, boy.
All right, so I got a little story. We don't have a weather person on our show, so we just sound like a bunch of idiots, and we read this forecast that we have in front of us.
Wait a minute. Does that mean that you're intimating that weather people don't sound that way?
They have more knowledge and math on their side than we do. All right. Well, I was talking to Maria from our sister station, KMOX, and she's some kind of weather nerd because threw out Gulf of Mexico, and I'm like, wow. You know, just throwing that out.
What do you mean she threw it out?
She said it's coming. It's coming from the Gulf of Mexico, which makes it worse.
Mm. Yeah, it is coming up from the south. I did see that on the news.
I didn't know any of that.
I didn't.
I think we should have her be our standby weather person.
Sounds great.
We don't have any money to spend on it.
No.
If you are a weather nerd, we would love to have you as our unofficial weather person.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Like, if you know and you get into this and you have more information than any of us, which is really anything, call us.
Some real weather guy on one of the TV stations right now is like, why didn't they call me? I would have done it.
Because we don't have money, dude. Yeah. This is a free... This is for the glory.
Oh.
This is for the glory of being our unofficial weather person.
Makes sense.
No money.
Courtney and Company's weather nerd.
Well, I think that they... Anybody that's into it and is tracking it and is... Read all the different weather forecasts.
Multiple apps on their phone.
Knows more than we do.
Yep.
I have some great weather facts that I just saw on Twitter, if you'd like to know them.
Well, can you hold those?
I can.
Okay, hold those. We'll do those in just a few minutes. But if you love weather and you want to join our morning show and be our weather person that we can go to whenever there's a winter advisory, a storm advisory, not a hurricane. We're not in a hurricane town.
No, we're not.
Thunderstorms, tornado warnings, that we can call on you and you can break it down for us.
But you got to be up this early because a lot of times it starts right now.
Yeah. Yes. So call us or text us and we'll call you back at 531-9898. That's our number. Illinois 618-397-9898. We're going to make you a star. This could lead to bigger things. You just never know.
Yeah, that's a great
point. Everything starts small, and we have no idea how big this thing could get.
It's true.
Look at our careers.
Well, maybe not the best example.
All right,
Simon Youngin.
That'd be good. Yeah, whatever. No matter what the person's name is, we call him Stormin' Youngins.
Stormin' Youngins with the weather.
So here's the gist of everything. Winter weather advisory goes in effect tonight at 6 p.m. until tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Central and western portions of the metro area. Now, a winter storm warning goes into effect for the eastern and southern portions of the metro area from 6 until 6. I think I, according to the map, I look like I'm going to get, my area is getting hit hard.
Yeah.
Increasing cloudiness during the day today with snow expected by evening, high of 36. Snow tonight, snow tomorrow, tapering off late in the day. Here are our accumulation numbers. 2 to 5 in some areas, 6 to 10, depending on the movement of the storm system.
Storm mode!
All right. Right now, like I said, it's 18. And tomorrow, or tomorrow, today on the show, we have tickets to the Blues Fight Cancer Night at Enterprise Center. They're playing the Sharks, I believe. We also have your first chance to qualify for the $10,000 holiday shopping spree. That's at 8:10 this morning. $50 to Bravo Cucina Italiana. And Tim will have your things you didn't know. We have some interesting food stories. And we're always here for you. So again, our text line, 531-9898, or give us a call. We're looking for a weather person. It could be you. Here's Lance with another look at the traffic.
Our quiet start of the morning. Yeah, that's done.
Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show, and Friday we are going to be out on location at the Schnucks and De Pere for our peanut butter drive. Tim does a show called PB&J, Peanut Butter and Jokes, at the Funny Bone in December, and your entry is a jar of peanut butter because the St. Louis Area Food Bank always needs peanut butter. Peanut butter is a great item to donate, and for any jar you drop by, we'll give you a ticket to that show. But we want you to come out, hang with us, and just have some fun and drop off a jar. Buy one at Schnucks, and then come by and drop one off to us. But that's Friday morning, Schnucks and De Pere from 6 to 10 a.m. All right, so we are still looking for our unofficial weather person of the Courtney and Company morning show. It comes with no pay, and you need to be on call for us between 5:45 and 10 a.m. I don't think that's too much to ask.
No.
We'll give you little perks. We'll throw some stuff your way.
Y98 t-shirts.
Do we have those?
Probably not.
But when we get them, you'll be the first to get it.
Yeah, you'll be like 10th to get
Yeah, because we do have to give ourselves
right.
One. But text us at 531-9898 and we will contact you. And we'll do some interviews on the air today for our official, unofficial weather person. All right, Lance, you mentioned that you found some factoids.
I did.
On Twitter.
Yeah, and this has to do with snowfall. And snowfall that we've had before the 15th of November, as far as the history books can discern. So, I'm trying to find it. It kind of went away. All right, here we go. Since the late 1800s, when they started keeping records here in St. Louis, measurable snow, which is defined as 1/10 of an inch or more, has only happened 21 times before the 15th of November in the fall, and 8 times with snow totals of more than 1 inch. But I do believe of those 21 times where it's been 1/10 of an inch or more before the 15th of November, we've had 2 of those already this year, right?
Yes.
So this, well, I guess if we start getting the snow tonight, that's before November 15th. So, yeah.
And, that's crazy. Yeah.
Kevin and I were talking.
So it never happens. It's not crazy that we're a little crabby about this.
No, it rarely happens. And Kevin and I were talking earlier, too, but the snowiest November, I believe, is back in the, on record in St. Louis, is back in the 1950s. There was one particularly big snowfall, about 10, 11 inches, that kind of made most of the snow for the month. But if we're going to get 10 inches out of this snow, this might be the snowiest November we've ever had here.
Let's not have this happen. All right. That's the deal. I mean, we don't really know. They don't really know. It's giving, they're kind of padding this, saying that the central and western portions of the area are going to maybe get 2 to 5, and then the southern and eastern portions, 6 to 10, depending on movement of the storm system. That's the That's the, you know, padded version, like in case something greater happens.
And keep in mind, if I remember correctly, this past weekend, the story was, hey, it's going to be warmer by the end of next week into the 50s.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
They're going to cancel schools tomorrow, right?
I don't know.
It's bad.
I think it's going to start later today.
You know, that was such a great feeling, though, wasn't it?
The best. That's what I was just thinking. I was dreading this, and then I'm like, man, it didn't used to be like this as a kid.
No.
You wanted snow every single day.
And here's what you're going to realize, Tim Convey.
Sure.
That no matter the weather, we have to come in to tell people to stay home.
Right.
Yes, and my only issue, I get nervous, ice. Ice is probably the one where I called in one time. I said, I'm not going to be there. There were enough people here. It was icy. I tried to drive down my street. It was terrible. I'm like, I'm not risking my life.
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now, I'm riding the bus tomorrow.
Are you?
$2 so I don't wreck my car? Sure.
Wow. All right. Your car is nice.
It's 24 years old. It's got to get to 25.
All right, Lance already mentioned some issues this morning, but nothing like yesterday. That's heartbreaking story and that terrible crash out near the valley. Here is Lance with another look at your traffic.
And the crash that Courtney's referring to took him 12 hours to completely clear that. They didn't get that all cleared up till about 5.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show, and we're looking forward to the possible snowfall starting later this evening. We're going to move on, but we are still looking for an unofficial weather person to be a part of the show. Join the show by phone, of course. Every once in a while, if you wanted to come in, you could.
Mm-hmm.
You'd have to drive in severe weather like we do to give us a, you know, if you're a big weather nerd and you, I guarantee you know more than us. We're reading a piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
and you would know more than any of us do.
It wouldn't take much.
It really wouldn't.
Right.
No. It could launch you.
Maybe you have a rain gauge. I'm just thinking of my father-in-law.
I think you need more than the rain gauge.
I'm just thinking if you've got one of those, you're on your way. You're one step closer. You've got an advantage, I think.
All right. So if you want to text us, we're going to get a hold of some of the people and interview you. 531-9898. We'd love to have you join the show. But we're going to talk about Christmas. And this is one of the things I wrote down. Dumb. Why bother? Because I was crabby this morning. I still am. The best and worst times to buy a Christmas tree. The best time. Well, the worst times are Cyber Monday. Mm. The average price is $81. They're talking about the cost of the tree. And Black Friday is the second worst at $77. Best time? Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. If you're going to bother with a real tree, don't you want it a little longer?
Some people do. So that's a tradition for some people, to put it up on Christmas Eve.
Right. If you ever watch the old holiday specials, especially like the I Love Lucy one.
Well, even more recently, Kevin, the Christmas Vacation movie.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did the same thing.
Where it's like it's a Christmas Eve thing. And you decorated the tree that evening, and then Santa brought presents that night.
Actually, I think they might have bought theirs prior because they went to a tree lot.
Mm.
And there were critters inside.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
So Christmas Eve is the time to buy your tree. Let's see. We've got how much you're going to spend on Christmas in your lifetime.
Oh, boy. How much?
The average person will spend almost $100,000 on Christmas throughout their life.
I would think higher.
Well, listen how much it is a year. $1,500 per year for 60 years.
Oh, well, no, I'm not.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, they're putting, well, this is for Christmas altogether. Your decorations, $235 a year. Listen, once you buy decorations, you use those decorations.
Right.
You may pick up a thing here or two, or, you know, here or there, but you don't spend that much every year. $301 on food, $375 on gifts, and $645 hosting parties, dinners, fixing up your home before guests, and traveling, if you do travel for the holidays. All right, and then finally, we've got the worst toys list for the holidays.
Oh, boy.
That's that company, World Against Toys Causing Harm. Watch. They unveiled their list Tuesday. They did it at a Boston Children's Hospital.
Here's what you can't have.
So, here we go. Let's see. The... the Black Panther slash Claw.
Oh yeah, I saw a thing on this.
What's the deal? Is it?
It's basically
too
like
sharp?
The Wolverine.
Yes.
Thing. And
see it? It doesn't. It does look dangerous.
Right. Even if that's plastic, that's a bad deal.
I think
if it's metal, well then come on, someone should know better.
Parents are going to buy this for their kids and say, "Come scratch my back for me." There's a plastic Power Rangers sword, a Nerf gun, a Cabbage Patch Kid doll. I don't know why. And a xylophone for infants. What infant's going to be? What infant needs a xylophone? Is that when you started? Tim?
Yeah, your musical very career? Young. Yeah, it was a Christmas. When's the last time you guys shot a Nerf gun?
Not too long ago.
Yeah, not too long ago because the kids have them.
They've come a long way and they're amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a friend whose son has like, he looks like he's one of those people that has like, they're worried about end of times.
Right. And,
but it's all Nerf guns.
Yeah.
He's like 10.
They're incredible.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking about something to get me.
Nerf gun. Y98, it's Courtney and Tim and Kevin and Lance, and Jen will be in just a few minutes, and we're talking about the weather. That's the big story of the day for our area. Weather, a winter weather advisory starts tonight at 6, going until tomorrow at 6, tomorrow night at 6. Possible accumulations of, they're varying, 2 to 5, 6 to 10, depending on your area. And our goal today is to find an unofficial weather person to join the show by phone when we have questions, like the questions that we've got about the snow tonight. We don't know anything. So text us if you would like to maybe take part in this experiment, 531-9898. Guarantee you know more than we do, but we would love for you to join the show in an unofficial capacity.
Okay, the movie The Grinch opened up this weekend, so that is going to be the topic. We're going to find out how much you know about
it. Made, what, like 60 million, 70 million, something like that?
It did quite well. I don't know. I don't know the numbers.
All right, I don't know how much I know about The Grinch. It's not my favorite, but I like it.
Yeah, me
with
too.
Courtney.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Bonafide or bogus, the name of The Grinch's dog is Gruff.
I actually know that. That's bogus.
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 It's Max.
That is true. Mentioned just twice in the books, but you're right. His name is Max.
Oh, I love it. And Max is very funny.
Yep.
Bonafide or bogus, according to the book, the Grinch's heart is 6 sizes too small.
Ooh.
Bonafide.
I don't know if it's 6
sizes.
I
don't think 6. I think it's only 2?
I'm going to say bonafide.
I'm going to say bogus.
It's bogus. Kevin, you're right.
Bogus.
2 sizes too small, then at the end it grows 3 sizes in one day.
Aww. Because of Cindy Lou Who.
Yeah. Bonafide or bogus, in the book, the part of Christmas that the Grinch hates the most is all the singing.
because he can hear it.
No, I thought he hated, well, the noise. And the noise.
I'm going to say bonafide.
Yeah. I agree with Courtney, bonafide.
Just be contrarian, I'll say bogus.
It is bonafide. It says in the book, the part
bonafide.
That he likes. The part that he liked least of all was when every Who down in Whoville would stand together and sing, and then he's shocked when they still do it, even after he takes all their presents.
Right, because they're good people.
That's right, those Whos.
And I would have been crying on my lawn.
Two more, bonafide or bogus, the Jim Carrey version of The Grinch is the highest grossing Dr. Seuss movie ever worldwide.
I would think that would be bonafide.
I'm going to say bogus just to be different.
It is bogus. The Lorax.
I was going to say the Lorax.
Oh, the Lorax. With Danny DeVito.
Worldwide.
Yeah.
349 million compared to 345 million that the Grinch did. Now, the Grinch made more in the U.S. than the Lorax, but overseas, worldwide, the Lorax beat it.
Worldwide.
I never saw the Lorax. And finally, bonafide or bogus, in real life, Dr. Seuss had a vanity license plate that said Grinch.
That's a good one.
I can't imagine Theodore doing that. He's not that flashy, is he?
No, I don't think that's...
I'm going to say bonafide.
I'll say bogus.
I'll say bogus.
It is bona fide. He based the character on himself after he was exhausted by Christmas one year. He woke up on December 26th, looked in the mirror, and saw himself scowling. And that's where the idea came from.
Aww. At least he recognized it.
Yeah.
In his fleet of cars, he had one license plate that said Grinch.
Right. I like, too, that like before it even got published, he had that. People were like, what's a Grinch? And he's like, just wait.
Bona fide or bogus?
All right, we've got your...
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. This holiday, enjoy a cold Michelob Ultra with 60% fewer carbs than a glass of wine. A Star is Born. You know, Bradley Cooper directed it, and he also starred in it. But before he started it, they were considering Jack White.
Why? Jen dislikes Jack White because of her husband, Ryan.
Why?
He listened to the White Stripes so much that I grew to hate them.
Oh.
Like, that CD was in the car every single time we drove for probably 2.5 years. And at first, I really liked it. And then finally, I was like, oh my God, is there anything other than the White Stripes that you want to listen to? He's like, nope, I love it. And I was like, well, Jack White is my... number one enemy. He's also, not attractive.
Yeah, and his voice is, it's an interesting voice.
There are some stories. Look him up.
He's a what?
Misogynist.
Oh.
All right, I'm off my Jack White soapbox. Remember evil David Schwimmer over in England who was caught stealing beer from like a convenience store?
It was Russ, not Ross.
Yes. They caught him finally. And they were calling him evil David Schwimmer, but BuzzFeed did a list of the 30 worst things that Friends characters did to each other. And in the top 10, Ross makes like 8 out of 10.
Yeah, BuzzFeed hates Friends.
It does?
Yeah, they always do... crappy articles about Friends.
Really?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Okay. When Ross didn't trust Rachel alone to be with her male co-worker. When Ross refused to tell Rachel he didn't get their drunken Las Vegas marriage annulled.
Yeah, that was rude.
When Ross made a list, with Joey and Chandler's help, of the pros and cons of dating Rachel versus Julie. When Ross yelled at Rachel for not getting ready fast enough.
But he was going to drink fat for her, if you recall, in that same episode.
Ross cheating while he and Rachel were on a break and then hiding the other woman in his apartment when they got back together. And then Ross going from person to person trying to keep Rachel from finding out he cheated on her.
What about when he drew the permanent mustache on her when she fell asleep on the plane?
No, not that one. But Rachel makes number 5 because she invited herself to be Monica's roommate after not seeing her for years. Forgot that little part in the pilot. And then when everyone, this is 6 and 7. When everyone forced Monica to make a special Thanksgiving meal for them, and then everything burned in the oven because they were locked out of the apartment, and then they continued to complain after everything was burnt, and they were like, we had better plans anyway. This was nobody's first choice.
All right.
There you go.
Come on, friends.
If you're excited for the final season of Game of Thrones, it premieres in April.
Yay. Wow.
Does that excite both of you?
Yeah, I got goosebumps a little.
And I heard it's like only somewhere between 8 or 6 episodes. That's it. But they're supposed to be almost 2 hours
eight
long.
8 or 6.
Yeah, 6 or 8 or something. It's like that. There's not a lot of them.
It's like a weather forecast.
I think he's going backwards.
And they're supposed to be between 1.5 to 2 hours long each.
No, 2 hours to an hour and a half.
Okay, sorry.
An update on the California wildfires. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth lost their home, but they are trying to help other people out. They've already donated $500,000 to the cause.
Wow.
For those who have financial need, emergency relief assistance, community rebuilding, wildfire prevention, and climate change resilience. Ellen DeGeneres donated $100,000 to LAFD. Dave Grohl brought barbecue to a fire station in Calabasas. That would have sounded great if it were the first story.
I know, right. But it's still cool.
Half a mil, 100,000, here's some barbecue.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave. And then
that was probably way more exciting though to them.
Yep.
Then, like, him showing up. Yeah.
Dave Grohl is here.
Yeah.
And he's got potato salad.
Nicole Kidman apparently thought about becoming a nun when she was younger.
That's weird because Tom Cruise was going to be a priest. Remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's really weird. Mm-hmm.
Huh. And under the obvious news, Demi Lovato changed her phone number when she got out of rehab so dealers and enablers couldn't get a hold of her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you needed to tell us that one. And then
it also explains why I haven't been able to reach her.
You're an enabler?
No, I'm just trying to guess
her number.
Shut up, Demi.
It sounded bad, though. It sounded like you're a dealer. And finally, I know everyone was curious about last night on The Voice. Kennedy Holmes. Would she stay? Would she go? No surprise that Kennedy was safe.
Yes.
Yeah!
Made the top 13. Did you watch last night?
I watched the part where they had the two comeback
people.
Oh my god, they were awful.
They were both, one was worse than the other, and neither of them, there's a reason there are no chairs.
That's
turned.
Exactly what I said. My kids were like, oh, this sounds terrible. And Ryan's like, okay, kids, let's be nice. And then I said, well, I mean, Ryan, let's be real. There's a reason none of the chairs turned around in the first place.
And now there's 13 where there were all these people that went home.
I know.
They bring back people who didn't turn chairs in the first place.
Yes, didn't turn
a single chair. It was a web series with Kelsey Ballerini, and she chose the two people that were going to compete last night.
It was so bad, I can't even explain it.
Meanwhile, other people turned chairs and have already been sent home.
Yeah, yes. And Adam Levine, like, stood there for 15 minutes trying to figure out, like, who from his team he was going to save.
A lot of people upset he saved Tarzan.
He did. Total Tarzan, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Guy.
But a lot of people don't. People are like, what is his obsession with this guy? Because he's got some solid people on his team.
Yeah, that guy has some solid hair, but...
Yeah.
That's entertainment.
Shape of You. Y98, it is the Courtney and Company morning show, and we are looking at a winter weather advisory. It goes
storm mode.
It really needs to be storm mode.
We need to get that recut
for our area. It goes into effect tonight, 6 p.m. until tomorrow night, 6 p.m. And we were talking about how crabby we all were this morning because it's November 14th and we're looking at all this snow.
Hey, man.
I kinda like it.
It's unofficially winter.
Yeah, it's fall, Jen. Fall.
Fall.
I know. Ryan walked through the house yesterday saying, what happened to the fall? It's my favorite season. Right, and I'm like, get over it. Winter's here.
And then he's like, dum, 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 dum.
Yeah, and then he started singing White Stripes.
All right, so.
Punched him a little bit.
We don't have an expert on our show to talk about weather. We read this forecast.
I think, I'm glad you said to talk about weather. There's a little bit of a pause there. We don't have an expert on our show.
On anything.
Pause.
So we are looking for an unofficial meteorologist for the Courtney and Company morning show, where we can, at any time during our show, call you when severe weather is going to hit. Because this forecast, it's different areas, it's different accumulation, we don't know if it's going to hit us. Somebody outside of the studio said something about the Gulf of Mexico and how that means it's going to be bad.
What?
I don't know any of these things.
And I mean, how much of it is... I think after last week with all this scary stuff, oh, we're going to have all this accumulation, and then some places just had a dusting, it becomes a boy who cried wolf, and people tend to not believe the TV stations.
All right.
Should we get Gulf of Mexico in here to just kind of set the bar? See what else she's got? Because you were blown away by
that.
I know. She said that she really wanted to originally become a meteorologist, Maria from KMOX.
Oh, yeah.
Too much math involved.
Maybe
she's not right for us then.
You know, you can get your degree in through correspondence as a meteorologist.
Well, tell Maria.
All right, so we asked for our listeners to text us. We have no budget. We don't have any money. It's just it's an honorary thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the fame and the glory.
We can probably spare a few jars of peanut butter that we'll be picking up at Schnucks on Friday.
I don't think that's okay.
And we'll throw some we'll throw some stuff your way here and there. You know, it'll be a good collaboration,
perks.
Hopefully.
Yeah,
so
perks.
A couple people texted us. We're going to go to Mike now. Mike is an owner-operator. He's out of Herculaneum, Missouri.
Hey.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're great, Mike. Are you like a closet weather nerd?
I am. Anytime it's like there's going to be threatening weather, I like to sit outside and watch it happen.
So you just like to get the lawn chair out and sit in the garage.
Right.
Really peel back the layers.
Outside, in it.
Oh, in it.
I get that.
He's a storm sitter.
Yeah.
I like that term.
Okay, so Mike, do friends and family come to you and get your opinion on if the weather is going to be bad?
No, they don't seek me out. I just voice my opinion.
Okay, and what are you thinking of this storm that we've been talking about this morning?
I think that some of us will get more than others.
You're awesome.
Good call,
wow.
Mike.
All right, Mike, if you were to do a forecast for us right now, what would you say? All right, and with your weather from Herculaneum, here's Weather Boy Mike. Go.
I would say St. Louis to the west won't be getting as much as the eastern parts of the St. Louis listening area.
Okay. What about north and south?
North, I would say it would be as far north as maybe Bowling Green and down south like Perryville area.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I like the naming of the cities.
Yeah. How's the air pressure factor into what we're seeing?
I'll have to get back with you on that one.
What do you think of the Gulf of Mexico?
Yeah.
Well, I do know that's where the worst storms come from when it comes in terms of snow.
Oh, yeah.
That brings in all the moisture.
All right. Oh. In your opinion, what city is going to get hit the hardest by snow?
What city?
Give us one city that you think's in the eye of the storm.
Say Fairview Heights.
I was going to say Cahokia.
Cahokia.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Mike, I think you did a fine job.
Yeah, nice storm sitting traffic there. Or weather.
All right, Mike.
Storm sitting traffic.
Mike, we'll be in touch.
Okay.
Okay, bye, Mike.
Bye.
All right, what do you guys think about
Mike? I like him. I haven't seen any other candidates yet.
Well,
but
I have a couple more. Carrie, I called. She was all into it because she's friends with Steve Templeton.
Whoa.
Well, that's quite inside info.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's
FOS.
If you would like to, you know, maybe beat Mike out on this possible job, 531-9898, text us. We'll call you back. And next quiz will be about weather movies.
From the Brown and Crouppen Studios in downtown, this is KYKY-FM and HD1 St. Louis, a radio.com station.
Y98. The Courtney and Company Morning Show. We're in storm mode here in the studios.
We're tracking this storm, guys. We don't have time to decide who's coming out of the...
By storm mode, we mean someone's eating donuts.
Yes.
I'll give you three guesses, and the first two don't count.
He's got a sweet tooth, that Tim
Conley. He really does.
Man, come on,
that's
guys.
That's like your thing, sweets.
Yeah.
That's where you are the weakest.
But if no one brings it in, he doesn't eat it. So he's like, fine, falls off the cliff.
But the tiniest of a temptation, he can't do it.
Buckle. Yeah, I know.
And we mentioned that really cool ice cream sandwich shop.
The Bakery Bear? The Something Bear. It's across from the pageant on Del Mar.
They sent me an email. Steve did. It's called The Baked Bear.
The Baked Bear.
Anyway, they said that they have gluten-free chocolate chip cookie and several gluten-free ice creams for Jan.
They're big fans.
His wife is.
Yeah.
This is Steve. Steve doesn't listen to us, but they said they can accommodate any date. So we'll set that up with them.
It's great.
It's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So today on the show, we still have your chance to qualify for our $10,000 shopping spree. You know, that's at 8:10. We do it 4 times a day. And $50 to Bravo Cucina Italiana. We also have tickets to the St. Louis Blues for their Blues Hockey Fights Cancer Night next Saturday night. And things you didn't know with Radio's Tim Convy.
So we do Looking for Love in the Lou here, where we go across Bumble profiles, you know, Bumble the dating app. And as you guys know, I'm not on any of those, and I never have been.
And you might need to be on one of them just so we can get these Looking for Love entries.
I don't think that's a great idea.
As a female.
Well, no, but we're kidding. Yeah. I was going to say, we only do dudes on Looking for Love.
Tammy.
That's the caveat.
But a friend of mine posted on Facebook, she's on Bumble, and she was scrolling through and saw me and became concerned.
Someone's using your photo.
Well, no, it's them.
With you.
With me.
But they use that on purpose. They use that on purpose.
So this guy, and he seemed like a nice guy. I remember meeting him at the Ludo show. It's from the Ludo show, and it's at our meet and greet, and I took a picture with this guy. And so, but that's the first picture on his Bumble profile.
Oh, no.
So then this friend posted it here.
Let me see it.
And let me just say this. He probably shouldn't be posing in a photo next to Tim.
That's not true.
Well, he shouldn't.
Yeah, no, he's not a bad-looking guy.
No, he's not, but, I mean...
No, he's not, but then...
Not everyone has the sweet spot.
So yeah. Then somebody...
Makes right. Me Tom Convy.
Right. Yeah. I lined the sweet spot up perfectly that day. It was the Ludo show. I was looking my best.
It's a little overdone right now.
Had my old... It is, without a doubt. I mean, it's Wednesday. What do you want from me? So...
you can't expect perfection during the middle of the week.
Right. So then another friend posted a joke and said, oh, how disappointed are people when... you know, they think they're getting Tim and it's the other guy. And then another comic that we're friends with said, oh, I do it all the time just to get them to click yes. And then I just explain that I'm the other guy and they actually take it pretty well.
Are they always pictures with you?
Yeah, like that was his move was to put me in the picture so that they would be like, it's 50-50, I'll take the shot. And then he just goes, oh, turns out, you know, that's a buddy of mine, whatever. And he says it has still led to some success for him.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
That's okay. Whatever works.
I know.
He's figured out the formula.
I'll be that bait. Yeah, I don't care.
You don't mind at all?
No, I love it.
And then at some point, he can never bring you out, though, with him.
Well, no, I think that's part of the expectation, is that, like, you know, we're buddies or something.
Oh, really?
Well, I don't know.
In his head. But it was just funny. He knows.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm not going to be on the dating sites, but I'll let you use my photo.
Oh, yeah, I'll help you. With my face.
All right, news in just a minute. But first, Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Let us start to the south, northbound.
Food Stuffs with me, Radio's Tim Convy. It is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. Also, we are on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. You can check it all out as it happens. Let's do some new products, right?
All right.
Hidden Valley Ranch, we're all fans, right?
Oh, yeah. Nora.
Oh, is that? Is
Nora
she going to be
Nora's
one of those?
The ranch girl.
Well, it's good. That's
it gets
why.
Her to eat vegetables, so I'm not complaining.
She just dips them in ranch?
Yeah.
That's okay. At least she's... Whatever.
Hidden Valley put out the Keg of Ranch not too long ago. Now they have, for the holidays, Magnum bottles of ranch. These bottles have 1.75 liters of ranch, which is about 6 times bigger than the standard 8-ounce bottles.
Does it look like a giant Magnum wine bottle?
Yes.
Yes.
I think so. Look it up.
How much are they?
$25. They go on sale December 3rd.
Mm. Oh, no. It just looks like a giant gallon of ranch.
No, that's
oh,
not.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It looks like a wine bottle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those Magnum
it's
wine bottles.
Classy. That's a great Christmas gift.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But you have to, well, you don't have to refrigerate it until it's open, but can you fit that in your fridge?
Oh, yeah.
Great point.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah, if you lay it down.
Like right. $25 though. That's a deal.
That is a great deal. I say make it happen. If you want to give that as a gift and you're looking for something to wrap it in, how about this? Jimmy Dean Sausage just created sausage-scented Christmas wrapping paper. Who's interested?
Nice.
What? Jimmy Dean's really up their advertising game lately, yep. You know?
Gotten very hip.
Yes. I think it's pretty funny.
I think it's great.
You know, my dad was in the pork business.
Oh, yeah.
So this would have been a funny...
Yeah.
To wrap his gifts. And I believe he worked with Jimmy Dean.
Really?
Yes. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, provided, you know, a lot of stuff for his company.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
That is the truth.
That is a solid.
Oh my gosh. Hidden Valley Ranch has a whole shop where you can buy.
Jen's obsessed.
You can buy a Christmas sweater that has, it says Peace, Love, and Ranch, and it has bottles of ranch.
That's
dressing
funny.
On
it's
it.
A good looking sweater.
You know, if they sold it in kid sizes, that would be right up Nora's alley for sure.
It's crazy. Yeah, you can get a ranch bottle tree hopper and a 6.5-foot inflatable ranch bottle lawn decoration for Christmas.
Jen, you are not getting the lawn decoration.
Jen, you're getting the lawn decoration.
Although it would be funny.
They do have Hidden Valley Ranch wrapping paper.
This is kind of interesting. So PBR, right? I know we're not necessarily PBR fans around here, but Pabst Blue Ribbon beer. I didn't know
it's
this.
The hipster beer. I have a friend that just started working for them not too long ago.
Really?
And it's a big gig too.
Extremely popular. It's a big deal. But here's the deal: they don't do their own distribution. They do a deal with Miller Coors to brew and ship their beer. But Miller Coors is tripling the price on the deal, so the contract ran out, and Miller Coors wants that market share. So they're like, oh yeah, we'll distribute your, we'll brew and
but we're gonna charge
beer.
You
we're gonna charge you triple.
Ooh. So well, what do you do? So do you go somewhere else?
You go somewhere else.
But like Anheuser-Busch would be the only people that could give them that same distribution, and Anheuser-Busch doesn't do those deals.
So it could be gone?
Yeah. They don't do contract brewing, maybe. So Pabst Blue Ribbon is suing.
Because they're trying to change the
they're saying you have to do that deal. This is not fair. You're trying to, you know, whatever. I don't know how it works.
PBR.
PBR.
All right.
Well, if you're a lawyer, you're like, I represent PBR.
That's pretty cool, I think.
I know. You get a lot of business just from that. The worst day to shop for Thanksgiving dinner. What do you think?
Thanksgiving Day.
It is. Yeah. Walmart's open on Thanksgiving usually.
Well, there are places, too, where you can order your stuff and pick it up on Thanksgiving Day.
I mean, we usually...
What, the day before? Do you think it's wiped out?
I think that's probably a good day to go.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
You think?
The parking lots are a nightmare.
I think the day before would be the day.
No.
The worst day?
That's interesting. People on Instagram Live can chime in and say what you think the worst day. But I will tell you, the worst day is it's not the day before. According to one expert, Tuesday before Thanksgiving is actually...
That's right.
...the worst.
People think they're getting the head start.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because everyone assumes Wednesday will be so bad that they try to beat the crowds by going on Tuesday, and it's crazy. I put a lot in that night before.
Yeah, I do too.
Because my mom's like, hey, here's the things that you need for your weirdo meal.
Yeah, you're the troublesome eater.
I know. We make it work, though. That's family. And finally, there's a video online of this woman. Basically, long story short, they didn't give her ketchup in the drive-thru, and she freaked out.
Let me tell you, when you go to a drive-thru, and then they have you pull up, and you tell them at the window, I want ketchup in my bag, they never remember to put it in there if you have to pull up into a spot, ever.
You're right.
So then they know you're not going to come back. I think it's all a plot, a ploy.
To have you go inside and order
more? So they don't have to spend as much money on ketchup.
Ketchup should just be a given. Ketchup should not be a, I'm going to request ketchup.
You always have to.
I know. Like, would you like any extras like ketchup? No, ketchup is included in my meal.
They have never remembered if I've ever had to pull forward into one of the little spots when I say, please put ketchup in my bag. It's never there.
Well, this woman, she had enough and she couldn't take it anymore.
It was not me.
No,
this is in California, so it wasn't Courtney. But here's what she did. There was an employee taking out the trash in the back, so the back door to this McDonald's was open. So after not getting into the drive-thru, she just waltzed right in the door, started screaming at people about the ketchup, the cursing. A fight ensued between her and the manager of this store, and she was strangling her before eventually people broke it up. The cops were called, and she did not get ketchup. And my favorite part of the story is they asked a police officer who said about the whole incident. He said, we're starting to see more of this type of incident. People upset by the service, taking it beyond a complaint, physically assaulting the workers. We're starting to see this more and more.
Oh my gosh.
So
anger.
Maybe it's time for a change with the ketchup.
I just think they're stingy on the extra stuff now.
Yeah.
Condiments,
they put
sometimes
a limit on
napkins.
Your dipping sauce.
Yeah. Napkins, yeah.
You're limited. Like if you get nuggets, some places you're limited to your sauces.
Unless you want to spend like 25 or 50 cents a sauce.
That's true.
More.
Yeah.
They make you pay now for extra sauces.
People have turned to violence, which I don't think is the answer,
it's
but
not
at the same
answer.
Time, maybe maybe things will change.
I'm sorry. so sorry, no. I'm sorry that I let you down.
198, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We came across this story this morning, and I wouldn't say it's necessarily a feel-good story, because there are some sad elements to it.
But it has a lot of love behind it.
It really does. So you remember the $1.6 billion Mega Millions jackpot?
Yes, I do.
I know. It hurts a little bit. Mm-hmm. My ticket is still on my desk. I can't bear to throw it out.
You didn't win.
Throwing my dreams away. Five tickets sold in Missouri were worth $10,000.
So $10,000, is that how... What is $10,000 of $1.6 billion? Wouldn't that be like a million? Or how many numbers is $10,000? Anybody know?
Is it all the numbers? Okay, so one of the tickets was... one of the winning tickets was held by a group of nurses at Mercy Children's Hospital. Mm-hmm. And they said that they were one number away from $1.6 billion. So I believe if you get all five numbers, but not the
Powerball
number
or Mega Millions
number, that's a million.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
They must have had four plus the Mega Millions number.
You're right. It still seems weak for
that much
five
money?
Numbers.
Yes. And well, that close.
10 grand.
And what a drop off. If you get all five but not the Mega Millions, it's a million.
Yeah.
And then if you get four plus the Mega Millions, it's 10,000.
It's still exciting if you have that
very
ticket.
Exciting.
Right. I hate to think that each of those nurses was responsible to pick a number and one of them, you know, they all got theirs right.
How many nurses?
126. I think they just threw a bunch of money in the pot and just did a bunch of random, let the computer pick. So after taxes, they won $7,200.
Not great for that many nurses.
$56 a piece. But, you know, they love each other and they're like family. And two of their own were going through a pretty difficult time. There was a nurse named Gretchen, and her son died in October. He was 17. He committed suicide, sadly. And there was another nurse... Orlana, whose husband Phil was diagnosed with sarcoma cancer earlier this year. And they said, we know it's not the $1.6 billion, but here's what we want to do to help. And they took the money and divided it between those two women and gave all of the money to them.
That's great.
That's awesome.
So half of it is going to help Phil with his cancer treatments, and the other
and
half...
You have to take a lot of time off. And
yeah.
Probably missing funds at this point.
Yeah. And Gretchen said that the money that she received was going to pay for Jack's funeral.
Oh.
Which she was very grateful for.
What a great story.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of love.
That's awesome.
Going on at Mercy.
All right. And speaking of $10,000, there was a new survey done, and it makes me laugh, the three things. A new survey asked people what they would do for $10,000, $1,000, or half off a TV.
TVs are not that expensive.
Yeah,
I'm just telling you.
Okay, so I'm going to quiz you guys on what you would do for $10,000, $1,000, or half off a TV.
Okay.
For $10,000, would you have a cold for a year?
No.
Would you have a... Okay.
Kevin.
No.
10 grand, cold for a year.
Yeah, you know what? I'd do that because my voice would sound better. So, yes.
It really does.
It does.
He milks it for all it's worth when he gets sick.
Only 11% of people would do it.
That's why Kevin goes around licking doorknobs.
He did lick Bourbon Street.
Right.
8% of people would do it for $1,000, and 8% would do it for half off a TV.
Oh, man.
Wow.
You would not. Once you were after your third week of having a cold, you'd go crazy. Mm-hmm. Would you go blind for a month for 10 grand?
No.
Mm.
No. I'm not doing any of these things
no
for
way.
A measly
no.
10 grand.
No.
Be a solid bid on the show, though. And I'm a team player.
It's all about the show.
Well, interesting. People helping you out.
It
with
would
everything.
Be a great. I mean, we would get national press on this.
Uh-huh. For a month, oh, man.
A month.
Whoa.
Women would be volunteering to go over to Tim's house and help him get dressed in the morning and undressed and tuck him in.
Kevin would have to get Sarah's approval for any of these.
Exactly right.
She would not let you go blind for a month.
No.
Because somebody has to take you into work.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have too much stuff to do.
So no for from everyone.
No.
Lance, we haven't even asked you, but I'm sure you're in the...
Yeah, I've got so many wrecks coming by.
Oh, okay.
For wow. 10, I'm possible.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's not an answer. Possible? 10 grand.
I'd have to look at some details, and hopefully
we're going to write you down as a yes.
7%, 7% of people asked would do it. 5% would do it for 1,000.
What?
And there's 4% of people that really went half off a TV.
What's the point? You can't see it anymore.
Well, you get it back after a month. All right. Now, would you give your pet away for $10,000?
Absolutely not.
No way. Kevin and Tim don't have a pet, so they can't answer. Right. 10% would do that. 9% would do it for 1,000. 7% would do it for half off a TV.
Oh my gosh, that's over 1 in 4 people. Listen, when you add it all up.
These are people that the pet is the other person's pet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They have no, like Tim's ex-girlfriend that had the cats. He would say yes to this.
Yeah.
They weren't
yeah.
his cats.
I would have given people like the TV and $10,000.
All right. Okay. Would you live alone on a deserted island for a week for 10 grand?
Yes. Check. Oh my gosh, that's like a vacation.
You have to fend for yourself, you like in terms of food and
yes,
everything?
Yes.
Oh man.
I could forage and fish for a week.
Could you?
I don't think I could.
I would also come back a little bit skinnier and you'd all be jealous.
I mean, Naked and Afraid, they don't even stay a week.
Yeah, I couldn't.
No.
Especially if I was blind. Think about that.
Yeah. 15% would do that, by the way.
Yeah, I would.
For 10 grand. 9% would do it for the 1,000, and 6% would do it for half off the TV.
Nice. Lance Hildebrand, luckily you get your...
Baby, I just need one good one. Tell me that you'll be the good one. Baby, I just need one good one to stay.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Courtney, Kevin, Tim, Jen, Lance. Lance will have your traffic in just a few minutes, but he's been busy all morning long, and it's not even tomorrow yet.
Right.
We started off the show, all of us crabby. I felt good about that, not being the only crabby one. Mm-hmm. But I think everyone was pretty crabby, and I think it's the...
The cold. It's so soon.
Well, the cold soon, but then this crazy possible snowstorm.
I'm excited about it.
Anyway, you weren't here when we signed on.
I drove in this morning, and Winter Wonderland in Tillis Park, they were testing out all of the lights.
Ooh.
So I took some video. I'm going to put it up on the Courtney and Company Instagram
page. All right. Well, maybe that'll help me get into the spirit. It won't. So we were also talking about, we don't have much of a budget here. We just don't. We don't have the money to pay a weather person. Our sister stations, KMOX and 97, they have their own chief meteorologist. Have you heard of Dave Murray? Because that's who 97 has. But we don't have the money.
Like, we don't. No, after the Courtney Landrum wardrobe budget, there's only so much left.
That's right. Strictly Ann Taylor Loft, because that's the age I am. So we were asking for weather nerds to call us and throw their hat into the ring that we could call upon in severe weather, because you know more than we do. We just kind of read what is written. I mean, I know that takes away from some of your serious news person, Jen, but...
No, but it's like 2 to 5 inches or 6 to 10.
Right.
Good luck.
I want you to meet Jim Perkovic. He is from Spanish Lake. And Jim, your sister-in-law told you to call us, right?
My sister-in-law, Donna, called me about... Well, she notified me on Facebook. I just happened to be on the computer, and she notified me about 10 minutes ago and said, you need to call this number. They're looking for a weather nerd.
And you're a weather nerd.
Yes, I have been fascinated by the weather my entire life.
So, Jim, what do you listen to normally in the morning on the radio? You can be honest. It won't hurt our feelings.
Oh, that's a good question. Normally, I get almost all my information off the internet these days, but I don't know. I used to listen to 97.1, but that's been quite a while back. But to be honest with you, I really don't listen to the radio a whole lot these days.
That's okay, Jim.
Yeah.
That's okay. We don't mind. As long as you don't have an allegiance to someone else, because what we are looking for, Jim, we don't have a weather person. And so with severe weather happening, we read what we get. And we don't really know what we're talking about. And okay. So we're looking for someone that when severe weather is going to happen or there's advisories that go into effect or warnings, we can call on our unofficial weather person to break it down for us. Would you be interested in this job?
Well, I was going to ask you this question before you put me on hold. Why would you want a rank amateur to be the one to try to describe what can very often be a very technical and complicated situation where if I, you know, I don't have a degree and I don't have the technical background.
It's perfect for our show.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. I may describe something where I don't have the proper information and therefore might make a huge mistake. Like with this storm, I heard you say during the break we're expecting up to 10 inches in part of the area during the next 36 hours. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Well, I mean, that's okay. What we're reading. Yes. Like I said, Jim, we're reading this. We need more expertise.
I could describe a little bit about what's happening here. I'm somewhat amazed at the tremendous upgrade and accumulation. I would think, you know, it would seem to me they would have caught on to this a little sooner than now, but this is a very unusual situation this time. The storm's coming up pretty much right out of the south. I was looking at the radar, and it's developing in Arkansas this morning, and it's very unusual for a storm to more or less retrograde off to the west as it's developing.
Retrograde, yeah, you're hired.
Okay. And to answer the question on why we'd have a rank amateur, we don't have a budget. We have no money, Jim.
We spent a fortune on Michelob Ultra for Courtney.
Yes.
Well, I hear you. Well, I should identify with not having a budget.
We have no money. We have no money, and we are just looking for someone that says retrograde and Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, I should say Gulf of Mexico. That's where all the moisture is coming from this time.
Jim, I like
you. I have 10 inches, but I'll be shocked if it actually happens. But I got to tell you, it's not out of the question. It's a possibility.
Well, Jim, would this be something you would be interested in?
Okay, are you going to call me only during unusual situations?
Yes.
To be any time during the 24-hour period
during
the day?
No, it would be usually between 6 and 10 a.m.
Okay, I could probably handle that.
Okay, you know, we're going to have a couple more interviews happen before the end of the show.
Sure.
Let me get your number, and we will let you know, okay?
Okay, I'll give you my cell phone number.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. I'm going to get it off the air because, you know, people are going to be calling you like crazy.
You know, here's one thing. I do post a lot of information on my Facebook page throughout the day in
Valley
weather, and it might be interesting to put that out there.
Okay, do you have a public page or do people have to friend you?
People have to friend me.
All right, well, how do you spell, his first name is Jim, and how do you spell Perkovic?
It's Perkovic.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Just like I would think it would be.
Yeah.
All right, so Jim Perkovic, Spanish Lake. You can friend him on Facebook. We're going to do that right now, Jim, and we'll be in touch later.
Used to play for 10, used to play for 10, money. Used to play for 10, wake up, you need the money. Used to play for 10, give the job a different names. We would build a rocket ship and then we'd fly far away. Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing at the face saying, wake up, you need to make money.
Yo! Hello.
Yo. Hi.
It's Y98, and it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Congratulations to Carrie, who just qualified for her first time for the $10,000 holiday shopping spree. But we still have another opportunity for you to win on the show. In the 9 o'clock hour, a chance to win tickets to see the St. Louis Blues for their Hockey Fights Cancer Night next Saturday night against the Jets. And $5 of these theme tickets sold, you get a hat, go towards research at Siteman Cancer Center.
Yeah, and I don't care what Tim says. I'm excited to go.
Not fair. I'm excited to go too. I love the Blues. I just, you know, they need a little.
They're taking some shots at them.
Well, they need a firm talking to, and I'm doing my part. I know they listen. So you guys are great, but get it together.
All right, so a 9 o'clock hour, your chance to win. Not you, Tim, but others. This is a kind of cool thing if you're lazy. Here's why you don't need...
I'm listening.
...to rake your leaves.
Oh. I had a bunch of neighbors who raked leaves this weekend.
Well, they're not doing anything for the environment, Jen.
Oh, really?
That's right. Put down the rake, back away from the leaves. Dry, dead leaves... maybe not the prettiest thing, but they're a great wildlife habitat for a slew of creatures. And there are benefits to letting the leaves decompose naturally.
Oh, like composting and helping your lawn?
Yep. Yeah. Leaves are nature's mulch, natural mulch and fertilizer.
I've always said that.
When you rake, wasn't that your senior quote?
Yes. Leaves are nature's natural mulch and fertilizer.
Tim Convey.
Good luck, class.
When you rake all the leaves away, you're removing the natural benefit to your garden and lawns. Then people turn around and spend money to buy mulch.
Yeah, they do.
If you feel like you have to clean up your lawn because you're a good citizen and you don't want to bother other neighbors, you can use your leaves like you would mulch. Move them to a garden bed or an area that is more aesthetically pleasing.
And let them decompose there.
Yes.
Okay. Or can't you just, if you're going to mow your lawn, just mow it, but not bag everything up and just let it sit? That's what my neighbor told me to do.
You can also do that.
He's a farmer.
But butterflies and songbirds alike depend on leaf litter over the winter months. A lot of butterflies and
songbirds, such as
moths, caterpillars.
I'm just songbirds.
Yeah. It says, I don't know the songbirds, but butterflies, they like the leaf litter.
Oh, okay.
They, when you rake it up, you're removing their whole population of butterflies you would otherwise see in your yard.
Oh.
It's like taking their house and throwing it in the trash can.
Yep.
Heartless.
Or burning it, Kevin. You burn their homes.
I don't burn their leaves.
To be fair, his father-in-law burns.
Right.
He doesn't.
We don't do the leaves.
All right. Food scraps.
We do the trash.
And.
Wait, you burn your trash?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he burns, his trash.
We used to burn the trash.
Yeah, the trash.
Right.
Have you
You're not
supposed
to do that either.
Oh my God.
They're trash burners.
That's right.
Right.
Those
here.
Flakes that you see tonight, that's Mother Nature crying because Kevin's burning his trash.
Food scraps and yard waste make up about 20 to 30% of what we throw away. So if you let your leaves decompose, it's not just a time saver, but environmentally friendly.
Wow.
You're welcome, lazy people.
Entertainment Schmig coming up in just a few minutes, and we'll talk about the most and least trusted TV news anchors.
I am better now, better now. I only say that because you're not around, not around. You know I never meant to let you down, let you down. Would have gave you anything, would have gave you everything. Whoa.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by Michelob Ultra. This holiday, enjoy a cold Michelob Ultra with 60% fewer carbs than a glass of wine.
Mm.
America's most and least trusted TV news anchors. Who do you think tops the list?
Like now, currently working.
Yes.
Okay.
Cable or just network?
I think it's both.
Mm-hmm.
You got to think Brian Williams is still suffering.
No. He's actually number 5.
Most?
Really?
Wow. Yeah, most trusted.
Wow.
Who took over?
Is it Lester Holt?
Lester Holt is number 1.
He's a likable guy.
He's the most trusted?
Yeah.
That's good. I like
You know
him.
Who I don't love? The ABC guy. He's so stiff and phony.
David Muir?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He's number 4 on the list.
Yeah. As most.
Yes.
Okay.
Silver Fox is number 2.
Anderson Cooper?
Yeah.
And Robin Roberts from ABC comes in at number 3.
I like her. Probably out of all of them, I like her. I like Lester, too.
Lester, yeah, he's my guy.
Least?
Oh, it's all going to be Fox and CNBC.
Yeah, like Hannity.
Or MSNBC.
Yep. Sean Hannity, Rachel Maddow, Don Lemon.
Don Lemon, yeah.
And then Morning Joe, Mika and Joe come in 4th and 5th.
But even, like, they're not trying to do straight news, Mika and Joe, you know?
Yeah. People say least trusted.
Interesting.
Stranger Things. Apparently, Millie Bobby Brown got a little emotional when they wrapped the 3rd season. I don't know if that gives us a clue into what's going on at the end of the 3rd season.
Emotions.
Well, lots of people have emotions about David Harbour, who plays Hopper.
Mm-hmm.
Sheriff Hopper. And he said, you know, a lot of people like him. And he said he's become a sex symbol for our time. He says he has a funny relationship with this dad bod thing. And he'd like to see more dad bods in Hollywood. He's sick of twigs.
I get that.
Yeah.
He said, I want big guys in leading man roles. I want them to be the hero. And I want more big girls in leading roles, too. I want people to love their bodies. Look, I don't want you to be unhealthy. I want you to take care of yourself. take care of your heart. We don't want you to be obese, but these impossible standards that Hollywood sets, I don't find those people sexy anymore.
Yay, everybody loves you.
New Zealand, there's a newspaper there, the Gisborne Herald, that, you know, printed a headline, the top of the paper, about how Marvel Comics creator died at 95. Spike Lee, R.I.P.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. Spike Lee, Stan Lee. Same difference, right? And Armie Hammer had something to say about Stan Lee. I don't know if you noticed it. I saw it in my social media feed, but a lot of people have met Stan Lee over the years. And when he died, they posted their pictures with Stan Lee. Armie Hammer does not like it.
Why?
He said, so touched by all the celebrities posting pictures of themselves with Stan Lee. No better way to commemorate an absolute legend than putting up a picture of yourself.
Shut up, Armie Hammer.
I don't know. Yeah, I think that's your
connection, right. Here's when, this is the time I met Stan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, talk about how he impacted your life with his work. Post his work that touched you the most. Posting a selfie makes his death about you and how cool you felt taking a picture with him.
Well, you probably did feel cool. It was a cool moment for you.
Yes. And there's in social media, you put visuals along with these things. And what's a more appropriate visual as you make a tribute to somebody than a picture of you and them?
I guess we won't be posting pictures with Armie Hammer when he dies.
I never cared for Armie Hammer. I don't think he's a good actor.
Ooh. No, he's not the best.
He's not.
Netflix has canceled the Tony Danza, Josh Groban series, The Good Cop. But in exciting news, The Good Place, you know, the show with Ted Danson and Kristen Bell, created by the guy who created Parks and Rec. Well, guess what?
What?
Lil Sebastian is on the show.
It's showing up on The Good Place? That's funny.
So there are lots of like Parks. If you are a fan of Parks and Rec, there are lots of Parks and Rec Easter eggs that are kind of hidden throughout the show. But there was one of the cast members took a picture with this horse and said, oh, hello. And then all of these people started freaking out. And the Parks and Rec social media sites retweeted with a reference to Lil Sebastian. So it is, in fact, Lil Sebastian, the mini horse on The Good Place. Get excited, people, like I do.
Three words for you. Treat, yoke, sell.
I get excited every time I see a little horse. I have to take a picture and make a Lil Sebastian reference. U2 closed out their tour last night, and Bono left the stage saying, we're going away now. And so, of course, every U2 fan freaked the heck out. Like, what does that mean? It means it's the
They're
end of the
a
tour.
Break, right? They need to take a break. They've been touring for a long time.
A long time. Yeah, relax. It's fine. And Netflix is getting a new singing competition show, if you don't have enough of them. It's called Rhythm and Flow. It's going to be a rap competition. And their judges, Chance the Rapper, Cardi B, and T.I. And it's executive produced by John Legend. So it looks like it's going to be pretty legit.
Pretty good. Doing it.
Wow. Yeah. And last night on The Voice, more importantly, in terms of singing competitions, Kennedy Holmes, safe for another week.
Yeah, and they eliminated like more than half of the people last night.
Now it's down to 13 people. Mm-hmm. 12, and then they had one of the comeback people.
They're not going to do that again next year, I bet.
That, was that bad?
It was bad.
Rough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here's one of the people who didn't make it.
No, this isn't it. Oh, this is it?
It's the battle.
The comeback people, by the way, people, this is a great idea. Hold on. So I'm picking it up, loving, I'm living, I'm picking it up, loving, I'm living, I'm picking it up, loving, I'm living, so we turning up. It goes down from there, downhill. They had two people who didn't turn any chairs around, got a second chance, and got to join the other 12 when all these other people who have been surviving all these knockout rounds and everything didn't make it.
Wasn't a great idea.
Yeah, it's kind of stinky.
Kicked out in a knockout with Kennedy Holmes, you know, then you probably still were pretty decent, whereas this person was awful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. An 8th season finale of American Horror Story tonight.
Ooh, how do they wrap it all up? Tell me, Jen.
Are you excited?
I'm excited. This season's been highly entertaining.
I know. You were off of it for a while, mm-hmm. but now you're back on.
I've come and gone in different seasons. It wasn't full of gore. Sometimes they just get weird, and this is a good season. One episode was not great, but that's...
If it's meant to be,
it'll be.
It'll be.
Baby, if it's meant to be,
if it's meant to be,
it'll be.
It'll be.
Baby, if it's meant to be.
Y98, Courtney and company with your celebrity birthdays. There are some good ones today. Like, she already wished him a happy birthday this morning on social media, so you know it's love. Joanna's love, Chip Gaines.
Oh.
Ooh.
And she posted like a sexy cowboy picture of him too. It was funny.
I don't know. They have like, she was just pregnant not that long ago and they're
43.
I think he's closer to 50. I want to say 48.
I was going to say 46.
42.
44.
Ooh.
She posted this picture and said, two words. Dang, Gina. I mean, happy birthday. I just love that they still and then they're so in love.
Gina doesn't say dang. He doesn't say
no,
dang.
He doesn't say dang.
I know. They're trying to keep it family friendly.
I know they are. I know.
Okay. How old is Prince Charles?
Oh, I saw this one. I'm DQ'd. Did.
Okay.
Didn't mean to. Just did.
I'll say this. He looks better now than he ever did.
He's one of those guys. You know who else was like that? Joe DiMaggio. As a younger guy, was kind of gawky looking. Mm. But, you know, he aged really
nicely.
He's
aged, so, I mean, because he was never a sight for sore eyes.
No. He has become quite distinguished with age.
Well, it's got to be a big one, don't you think?
If Lance saw it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, it just popped up on a headline. I had no way around it.
I'll ride that train and say 75.
You think that old?
I don't know. Courtney Landrum, what is your guess?
I'm going to say 70.
Okay. You got it.
Yeah.
You got it. How about you wouldn't want to face him in a rap battle? Rev Run from Run DMC. I will also say he is the same age as Putty, Patrick Warburton.
Oh, gosh.
Who's also Lemony Snicket in a series of unfortunate events.
That's a little more helpful.
Okay.
64.
64? No. 52.
I'm going to say 55.
58.
54. Yeah. Courtney's closest. There you have it. Celebrity birthdays for November 14th. Happy birthday if you're having a birthday.
Y98, the Courtney and Company morning show, and I'm real excited because tonight at the Ready Room over in the Grove, one of my pals and one of my favorite comics, Jay Larson, is in town. We've got Jay on the phone right now. Jay lives in L.A., originally from Boston. And Jay, where are you right now?
I'm at Logan Airport flying to St. Louis, but since you guys are, I don't know, maybe a small community, I got to take two planes to get there.
Sorry
about
that.
What's going on with that? Does anyone fly direct to you guys?
Ask Jen. Jen's from New York originally.
No, after the whole TWA thing, I moved here right after TWA went out of business. So no, there are no longer direct flights here.
We used to be a hub for T-Dub, and now we're not.
You guys sound like you know, like family relatives at Thanksgiving, like, well, you know, since TWA, you know, things have been
insane. It's true. It's a little bit of a sore spot for us, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
So you were back home in Boston?
I was indeed.
Hanging out with the family?
Bro, hanging out with my mother. What is going on with parents that they just constantly lie? My mother lies straight to your face.
Like what?
I'll tell you what, she makes the pasta sauce, right? She tells you to your face that she made it, but she didn't. It's like out of the jar, and I'll be like, wait a minute. She'll tell us, like, all right, I made the sauce, and I'm like, you made the sauce? And she goes, yeah. I go, Ma, I can't let you do that. And she goes, what? I go, I know you didn't make the sauce. She goes, yes, I did, Jason. I go, no, you, Mom, no, you did not. She goes, yes, I did. I go, Mom, I've known you you know, I lived with you for 25 years. You never made a sauce once. You're telling me you made the sauce. She goes, well, I had made a sauce, and I ran out, so I used the jar as well, okay?
She uses
which is also a lie.
As
and
a bait.
I went through her trash, and I found three jars.
Jay, my mother did that one year for Christmas. She always bakes all these cookies, and there was this cookie she had never baked before, and my husband was like, wow, these are great. And she said, thank you. And she never said anything until he kept asking more questions, and then she finally admitted that she bought them from the store. We never let her hear the end of it.
I just don't know what's going on. It's just like, we're not going to shame you for your, right. your sauce ability.
But you did. You called her out on
yes,
social media.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Disengage, Jay.
You know what? You guys are 100% correct. We should be shaming them. I retract that statement. Let's shame away. It's an epidemic.
There we go.
These parents lying about their cooking, you know, prowess. They're terrible.
Yeah. What better time than the holidays?
So we talked about, Jay has been on Conan a whole bunch of times.
Let me tell you, Jay, we watched your Conan appearance. Maybe one of the funniest segments on a talk show I've seen. So different, and your comedy is just very creative.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. I try. You know what I mean? I try. That's why I don't think my mother gets mad when I force her into things because she realizes I'm looking for something. You know what I mean? Looking for a bit.
Yeah, right. You're helping. She's helping your career.
Yeah, I mean, everyone is essentially. I like to talk to people nonstop. Like, I had a cabbie pick me up today. I was like, I'm going to Uber. And then I get this kid. I'm like, nah, I'll go with the cabbie. And as soon as I get it, he goes, hey, I'm Jerry. How are you? And I'm like, oh, hey, Jerry. And he goes, what's your name? I go, Jay. And then, you know, these people that just, they keep calling you by your first name when they just met you. Mm-hmm. And you're like, at first, like, all right, I get it, dude. You're trying to remember my name. But then you're like, you know what? I kind of love this guy.
I love it.
The whole time he's like, these Patriots, Jay. What do you think, Jay? I'm like, I don't know. We pulled into my friend's house. He goes, this your friend's house, Jay? I go, yeah. He goes, oh, he's doing well, Jay. Doing really well, Jay. What's he got in the garage, Jay? I'm like, I don't know. Come around back. Let's go look.
So good. So, Jay Larson, you can see more observations at the Ready Room tonight. The show, doors are at 7, show is at 8. Tickets left. You can check out Ready Room, thereadyroom.com for tickets, and you should definitely come down because he's one of
that's
the best.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
We were talking about, you know, you doing a call-in for the show today, and you're saying that growing up, you used to call radio stations all the time in Boston?
Well, my friend and I, we would kind of mess with, like, I mess with people all the time, like, but this one time I was, like, going to the beach, and, like, there was the radio station in my town was Kiss 108 FM, and they had this contest where they'd give out a number in the morning, and if they found you throughout the day and you knew the number, you got that cash value, and it was, like, the gorilla in the morning, and they pulled up to me, and they're like, hey, do you know the gorilla? There's, like, a guy dressed in a gorilla suit. And he's like, you know the gorilla in the morning contest? I'm like, yeah, of course I know the contest. They're like, oh, what's the number? And I was like, I don't know, 3402. And they're like, all right. And then when they were calling in, a woman pulled up behind me in a car and, like, waved me over. And they're like, you can't go talk to that woman. I go, oh, that's my aunt. She's getting married in 2 weeks. I run over. It's some, like, woman. She's like, do you know the number? I go, no. She's like, it's 3463. I go back, get on the radio, give the real number. They go nuts. Gorilla's pissed. He takes his head off. He's literally smoking butts in my face. And
so you won $3,000?
I won 34. I forget it was like 34 and change, but after tax it was 2,200. But then what happened was they tried to get my social security number. I'm like, oh, I don't know my social security number. They go, how old are you? I was like, I'm 14. They're like, you have to be 18 to win this contest.
Oh.
So I had to give it to the lady who cheated with me, and then all summer I just called her like, yo, you get that cash, and then, like, finally one day she came to the pizza place I worked at and dropped $1,100 bills in my pocket, $2,200 after tax.
What?
Oh, wow. That was decent of her.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, guys, I stayed on her, you know what I mean?
Yeah, how did you even get her number?
You gotta get that money, Jay.
He's doing well, Jay. Guys, please come see Jay Larson tonight. Yeah. He's at the Ready Room over in the Grove. It's going to be a good time. Tickets remain thereadyroom.com. That's Jay Larson. And Jay, what's the website, Jay? What's your site?
JayLarsonComedy.com.
JayLarsonComedy.com. Check him out.
Thanks,
come see him
Jay.
At the Ready Room.
Thank
tonight.
You.
Thanks, buddy.
The Courtney and Company Thanks. Morning Show. Brought to you by Slu Care, the physician group at St. Louis University. Hey. Let's get lost in my mind. Let's get lost in my mind.
198, today's best music. I always forget in the middle of the song, and I'm like, oh, when did Justin Timberlake put out a new song? Nope, that's Shawn Mendes with Zed, and that's a remix of Lost in Japan.
There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Things you didn't know.
Where I share exciting fun facts and you guys act like you're not impressed by them. And Kevin plays sound effects.
Rorden, you're a real hands-on leader.
Thanks, Dad.
I feel good about these. Here's something you didn't know. Hormel is the company that makes Spam.
Yes, and chili.
That's right. They hate that junk mail is called Spam. So no one in the company is allowed to call it that. They're supposed to call it unwanted email.
What about on their computers? Because there's a spam folder. Do they have a special?
Doesn't it say junk email?
I'm willing to bet.
Oh, does it? I think there's two, isn't there?
Ours says
junk. Email doesn't mess junk.
Oh, I have a spam mail too.
Yeah. I want ham.
Spam.
Here's something you didn't know. Missing kids are not on milk cartons anymore because the program was a huge failure. Only about 70 missing children were ever featured on milk cartons in the U.S. Isn't that crazy? 70?
Wow, only 70?
Yeah, and only one was found alive.
Well, that's sad.
Oh, I know. Really? I know, so they just don't do it anymore.
This is things that bring you down.
I know, but I always think of that Sean Hornbeck thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Because he was like on a Schnucks bench.
He was, and they used to go to that Schnucks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm. It was
That story to me was still the most incredible story ever.
Here's something you didn't know. This is my pick of the week. If you hold your key fob up to your chin, it increases the range to lock or unlock your car because the fluids in your head act as a conductor that make it more powerful.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that before.
What about our garage door downstairs? Because it is not working properly.
You have to get out and hold it right.
That's the same thing.
Gate.
You think?
Try your chin next time.
All right. And I have a chin on me.
You have a conductor.
I do.
You could hit it over in Fairview Heights and just get it ready.
I really could.
Oh, give me goosies.
Here's something to know. Only one Adam Sandler film has ever gotten an Oscar nomination.
Oh, well, that's not surprising. But what? Oh, it was
an animated one.
No. It was the Spanglish.
Spanglish.
No.
Punch Drunk Love.
No. I'll give you a hint.
Funny People?
It was for Best Makeup.
Oh.
Little Jack Mickey? And Jane.
Jack and Jill.
Click.
What?
Click. Oh, yeah, with the remote control thing.
Kate, what's her name? Yeah, but they lost. Here's something you need to know. The temperature in Miami has never gone over 100, and it's only hit 100 once, and it was in 1942.
That's crazy.
Chat, please.
Here's something you need to know. Alaska has more coastline than the rest of the United States combined.
What? That's crazy.
I know. That's the point of the segment. Here's something you didn't know. There's a Chilean settlement in Antarctica called Villa Las Estrellas, and people who live there are required to get their appendix removed.
House of the Stars.
Why?
Because it's over 600 miles to the closest hospital, so they want to reduce the risk of someone needing emergency surgery. So if you're going to live there, appendix.
Okay, well, what? All right. I did read something just the other day that you don't need to have your kids' tonsils removed. Like, it's unnecessary.
Ever?
Yeah, I read something.
I don't think so.
Listen, the president says no.
But don't you need your appendix for other things? I mean, isn't...
No, it's not necessary.
Well, why is it there?
I don't know, but it should be taken out. Because guess what? When it bursts, it's painful.
Yeah.
It'll hurt.
Did yours burst?
Yes, it started to.
Okay.
It's very
it started to ish. It burst ish.
It opened, but I didn't become septic.
Got it.
Glad to hear.
I bet you have recently.
Here's something you didn't know. You are 50th cousins or closer with every single person on Earth.
Yeah, I don't care about that one.
How come you go to Bangkok every other month? What good does that do me?
Your 50th cousins are there.
Here's something you didn't know. In South Korea, red, white, and blue striped poles are used for barbershops and brothels.
Oh.
Fascinating.
That's why there's so many bad haircuts over there. You go into the wrong place and a hooker cuts your hair.
What happened?
Here's something you didn't know. Rain smells good because plants secrete an oil into the ground when it's dry, and then those oils mix with bacteria in the soil, and rain releases them into the air.
I loved all of that except for the word secrete.
Right.
Let's get kinky weird.
Here's something you didn't know. The tallest statue in America
Anybody?
Statue of Liberty?
That's right. It's the Statue of Liberty at 151 feet, not counting the pedestal. The second tallest statue is a 110-foot tall statue of
Jeff Goldblum.
Of Pegasus.
Robert Wadlow.
No.
The Alton Giant.
No. It's a 110-foot tall statue of a Pegasus fighting a dragon outside a horse racing track in Florida.
Second biggest? That's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Here's something to know. Americans spend twice as much money suing each other as they do on cars.
Hello!
So?
I mean, that's just a weird...
Mm-hmm.
Here's something to know. It is illegal to pretend to practice witchcraft in Canada.
What? But you can for real practice it?
But it's legal to practice witchcraft if you're doing it for real.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.